Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Tuesday, March 4th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Breaking news this morning. My, just how much we've missed you. For the first time in 10 years, Mamma Mia is coming back to Broadway this summer for a limited run. The feel-good jukebox musical set to the timeless songs of ABBA returns to its original New York home, the Winter Garden Theater, where it first opened in 2001 following premiere productions in London and Toronto. The West End production is still currently running. The hit show is set on a Greek island where, on the eve of a wedding, the bride aims to discover the identity of her father, bringing back three exes from her mother's past. The original production, currently the ninth longest-running show in Broadway history, spawned two motion picture adaptations, with a possible third currently being discussed. The book is by Katherine Johnson, with choreography by Anthony Van Lost and direction by Phyllida Lloyd. The lead producer of Mamma Mia is Judy Kramer. First preview is set for August 2nd, with an August 14th opening currently scheduled. It will run through February 1st of 2026. Casting will be announced later. Tickets go on sale to the public next Friday, March 14th at 10 a.m. Eastern at telecharge.com. Tonight marks Kids Night on Broadway. The annual event lets kids and teens aged 18 and under to attend a Broadway show for free with the admission of a full-paying adult. 16 shows are participating in the offer, with two more, Six and The Great Gatsby, taking place tomorrow because of no scheduled performance tonight. 20 restaurants in the Times Square area are also offering exclusive deals on the 4th and the 5th, as well as the Museum of Broadway. For more information, visit kidsnightonbroadway.com. Nominations for the Olivier Awards were announced this morning, honoring the best of West End theater for the season. A fresh revival of Fiddler on the Roof led the pack with 13 nods, including one for Best Musical Revival. The UK debut of Natasha Pierre and The Great Comet of 1812 was the most nominated new musical, with 6. Their fellow nominees for Best New Musical are The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, MJ the Musical, and Why Am I So Single? New plays The Years and Giant received 5 nominations apiece. Joining them in the category of Best New Play are The Fear of 13, starring newly crowned Oscar winner Adrian Brody, Kyoto, and Shifters. Broadway veterans had a great showing, with the likes of Billy Crudup, John Lithgow, Mark Strong, Miles Frost, Sharon D. Clarke, Adam Danheiser, Dave Malloy, Christopher Wheeldon, and Nicholas Heitner all nominated. The 2025 Olivier Awards will take place on April 6th from London's Royal Albert Hall. And finally today, the latest grosses were just published for the week ending Sunday, March 2nd. It was another down week throughout the Broadway district. Despite total gross dipping another 3% to just over $27 million, all but 3 shows last week reported a drop in their receipts. Much of the heavy lifting was done by the revival of Othello and the star power of Leeds' Denzel Washington and Jake Gyllenhaal. The revival began previews on February 24th, and in its very first week grossed a staggering $2.6 million, by far the week's highest earner, and broke 4 house records at the Ethel Barrymore Theater in the process. Advanced ticket sales for Othello are reportedly north of $27.5 million at the moment, so we could already have another hit on our hands. Opening night is March 23rd. Otherwise, English closed on Sunday at the Todd Hames, taking in $556,896 at 99% capacity. Purpose, the latest play by Brandon Jacobs Jenkins, also began previews last week. 94% capacity audiences paid $300,892 over its first 7 performances at the Helen Hayes. In its first full week at the Gerald Schoenfeld, Buena Vista Social Club grossed a respectable $758,261 over 7 previews. Despite a decrease in their receipt, Operation Mincemeat sold out the John Golden, making $611,310, and Wicked said farewell to 5 principal actors on Sunday at the Gershwin, including Leeds' Mary-Kate Morrissey and Alexandra Socha. In a week where the film adaptation took home a pair of Oscars, the show grossed $2,368,448. A pair of trailblazers begin performances tonight as Lencia Cabetta becomes the first black actress to play Elphaba full-time, and Jenna Bainbridge is the first wheelchair user to play Nessa Rose. Over half the shows last week played to at least 90% capacity audiences. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.